Hey, welcome to another Pastor Duke podcast as we look into the eternal, infallible Word of God together, trying to figure out what's going on all around us. It is January 6th. You're probably not going to hear this for another few weeks, but as we take a peek into 2024, I promise you it is not going to be business as usual, and hoping that I am wrong. Something big is brewing. Anyone besides me have a sense that something big and something ugly is looming this year? I'm not a prophet, but I've studied the prophets for over 50 years. In my source media, not the mainstream media, but my sources, kind of off-grid media sources, I hear constantly of fearful concerns of possible, if not probable, major upheavals that could be looming. This is coming from my non-Christian worldview news contributors. I do not share in their fears, as I have a Savior. No matter what happens, you and I who love and know the Lord Jesus, we are on the winning Jesus team. So I'm not facing this to create fear, but to create biblical awareness so we can be ready to give answer of the hope that lies within us and use the knowledge that we gain for evangelism purposes and also to comfort our own hearts. So here's what's up as 2024 begins to unfold. This is where we are now. Number one, Israel is at war, and it is escalating into a regional conflict with fears it could explode into World War III. I do not share in that fear. I do not see World War III coming until after the rapture of the church and into the tribulation time. But those who know not the scriptures, that's what they're talking about. Wars and rumors of wars, Jesus phrased it out. And non-biblical voices fear even Armageddon. And I would remind you that Israel is God's hourglass, not American politics. Number two, the Russia-Ukraine, NATO-America war by proxy is not going away. By proxy for us, but not by proxy for the Ukrainians and Russians. It just isn't going away. That's now. Number three, as a U.S. presidential election hits this coming November, lots of surreal components hitting the fan soon. Biden is simply senile, can't complete a lot of sentences. And the 25th Amendment, which could easily remove him from office, the Democrats are beginning to talk about it. They are pulling back from him. The mainstream media, likewise, no longer defending him. The tide is going out on Biden for health issues, for unfavorable ratings, and for many other reasons. The mainstream media is no longer defending him. They don't want Kamala. And the third in line to the presidency is a solid, born-again Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and they surely do not want him. Can the Dems win an honest election? Lots of talk is, will there even be an election? Might there be a black swan event? Could something so big hit us that shuts down the election process? That's the chatter. There's a lot of chatter about potential shutdown of the internet, a potential power grid hack, which could be catastrophic or even more horrific, and I don't believe this is going to happen, but this is the talk that I hear, an electromagnetic impulse bomb that could send our nation back to the dark ages, technologically shut everything down, power grid all at the same time. That's the chatter. Boy, the Bible's got a lot better news than that. Amen. Bill Gates warns of a catastrophic contagion virus, which is far more lethal than COVID-19. He has a vaccine, of course, being prepared to fight it. He still buys more U.S. farms along with the Communist Chinese Party and now BlackRock Corporation. What are they doing with the farms? Of course, they're shutting them down. He cranks up his bugs for meat agenda. I'm not going along with that one, and I don't think you are as well. It's like an old sci-fi horror flick, but it's all for real. It's in our face. Food production is under major attack for some reason. And I know the reason. I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. We do not know exactly how we will arrive to the prophetic end, but we were told the end from the beginning. We know Satan is the prince and power of the air. We know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a spiritual battle that we are in the midst of, and we already know who's going to win, and we already know where the enemy, Satan, is going to take it. Before the big final win in Armageddon and the Great White Throne Judgment and everything that's been laid out in advance in the book of Revelation. I would say those high places would be the economic, self-proclaimed elites, high government officials whom I see as owned by the big money people. It's not anything hid concerning their global agenda. They don't hide this. Centralization of power has been developing for many years. We know by the time Revelation 13 arrives, there is a Western controlled global government headquartered in Jerusalem under the Antichrist himself, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He will rule with a technocracy, much surveillance state. I have a podcast called The Surveillance State. It'll be a technocracy, a surveillance state. Money will be a universal digital currency. He institutes his demonic mark of the beast, and anyone who chooses not to take the mark, chooses not to worship him, and take that mark in the right hand or their forehead, will not be able to sell or buy anything. He will be opposed by a northern coalition, the Russian military coalition, which Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 through 5, specifically names the nations. Russia, called Gog, the ancient maps of the world show that to be true. Iran, which is Persia, just the name was changed to Iran, I think it was like in 1947. Russia, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, and Turkey, which is in the ancient maps, Togarma. Did you take note in December 2023 that Turkey President Erdogan pulled Turkey out of NATO and pledged allegiance to who? To the Russian-Iranian team to unite against Israel. Prophecy fulfilled before our very eyes just a few weeks ago. We know from Daniel 11:40 that when the Antichrist sits in the temple claiming to be God, that the kings of the south will also come up to fight against Israel. And I think the Antichrist, because he's sympathetic towards Israel in the beginning of the tribulation, it's in the middle of the tribulation. 3.5 years later, after he comes to prominence, he comes to power and he turns on the Israeli people, the Jewish people who had thought him to be perhaps their Messiah, their answer man. Well, most prophetic teachers, and I agree with them, that the kings of the south will be a Sunni Muslim coalition to come in full-blown jihad up against Israel and against the Antichrist. They see Israel as the little Satan and America and NATO as the great Satan. Their backs are against the wall. They're not being included into this new world order development. They're furious. They see it as the work of Satan, and they're right. But what they don't realize, they too have been blinded by Satan. So here they come up from the south while Russia comes down from the north. There's the battle of Ezekiel 38. in chapter 39 when they are soundly defeated by God, but the Antichrist takes credit for it. So he rides in on that white horse of peace, the peacemaker, but soon he comes in on the red horse of the apocalypse, chapter 6, the red horse of war, Revelation chapter 6. And then in the end of the tribulation, China with her hordes, 200 million strong, that number given in the scriptures, they roll in from the east for the final battle of Armageddon. This we know because the Bible tells us so. But how it all develops and unfolds is our prophetic challenge. That's what we're focusing in on this podcast. With the known end of things in mind and peeking ahead into 2024, I am sure it will not be business as usual. I will give you what I see as a most significant things to watch for. None of which, what I will say, is a prophecy. They are a prophetic possible scenario that could lead to the end times apocalyptic events, which were laid out long ago in the book of Revelation 2,000 years ago. So here's some things I think we should kind of be watching for, not be surprised by, and to be ready for. Number one, Israel is always the main focus in anything prophetic. As prophesied, they returned home May 14, 1948. They retook Jerusalem June 10, 1967, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3. When they come home, all who fight against Israel shall be cut in pieces. And this is exactly what has happened in every Israeli war and continues to happen with this war with Hamas and accelerating into Hezbollah, and we'll see what happens with Iran, who has funded all of it from the beginning. So they've been cut in pieces, and against all odds, the Jews were never favored to win one of these events, but they've won them all according to Scripture. And the Scripture says, when you see Jerusalem compassed about by many enemies, know that the end is near. And today, as I broadcast this, they are surrounded as the Bible said they would be. Now we know from Daniel 9:27, the Jews will be deceived for a little while concerning the Antichrist. He'll look to them as an answer man, a help. And they will enter into a seven-year peace treaty with the Antichrist and lean on him for defense. This is almost unthinkable. But I see what is happening now as a final setup for this event. The war now going on, it's 3 months under and heading into the fourth month as I speak. This war is wearing down Israel economically and militarily. The world, satanic influence, is siding with Hamas. Insane, and yet a reality. Well, America is likewise being economically drained of resources, both with the Israeli support and Ukraine. Like, what is it, $120 billion that has gone to Ukraine now? Israel will need help soon. And the upcoming Western superstar, the Antichrist himself, will seem to be the Jews' answer man as he rides in on that white horse of peace, Revelation 6, 2. And the Hamas war and Hezbollah, and Houthis, Iranians poised to jump into this war is all part of the end times scenario. Israel is God's hourglass, not America. I see Israel wearing down, being conditioned, America falling back economically, no longer a great superpower. I don't like this. I don't like what I'm saying, but I think it's what the scriptures teach. America is not a major player in end time scenario. If not, why not? And I think we're seeing that happen. The nation is being greatly weakened under the Biden administration. No surprise. Number two, watch the United Nations 2030 agenda continue to unfold toward a new world order. One world government. I'm going to open up my phone now, and I've gone straight to the World Economic Forum webpage, and they have copied off of the UN Agenda 2030. I want to read it to you real quick. Here are their goals. Watch for this. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is their agenda. They wrote it. They put it up. I'm reading it to you. Number one, one world government. Some of these are kind of repetitious, but I'm just reading straight from the webpage. Number two, one global controlled cashless currency. Number three, one global central bank. One global military. The end of national sovereignty. End all private-owned property, except for the elites, of course. The end of the family unit. Depopulation, control of population growth and density. Endless mandatory vaccines. Universal basic income, and that will be an austere income. Microchip society for trade, for travel, for trafficking, and control. I'll say that word, control, again. Implementation of a world social credit system. Internet of all things, everything hooked to 5G monitoring. Government-raised children, government-owned and controlled schools. End private transportation, no more owning cars. All business owned by government corporations. Restriction of non-essential travel. They don't want me to come to your church and preach. Settlement zones. Concentration of humans in cities only. End of private farms, livestock, and irrigation. Restricted land use. End of single-family homes. Ban of natural, non-synthetic drugs and medicines. Klaus Schwab says, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So look for that, because those that are most powerful told us to look for that. And we can see who've cheated and read the scriptures and know the prophecies. We know, we know that that is all coming because we were told in advance. Herein we have Team Gates. I'm kind of fleshing out what the New World Order has in their Agenda 2030. Team Gates, Soros, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum are all pouring into the one world government. May 2024, coming up a couple months, a few months, the World Health Organization has 180 nations promising to vote yes on empowering the World Health Organization to have, are you ready for this, sovereign control of all upcoming epidemics, protocol, vaccine mandates, and lockdowns. That, my friend, will be the end of national sovereignty. Nations not bowing will be locked out of global resources and punished accordingly. Bill Gates continues to insist a, quote, catastrophic contagion far more lethal than COVID-19 will emerge in 2025. Of course, he has a vaccine being readied as we speak to fight it, and he'll take it all the way to the bank as he did last time with COVID-19, where he bragged that he got a 20-to-1 return on his investment. According to Klaus Schwab, in his most recent book, the World Economic Forum plans to use pandemics in the future to reduce global population from the 8 billion to a sustainable 500 million. Isn't that a sweet way, sustainable growth? And in reality, he's talking about the elimination of 7.5 billion people on the planet. Now, those of us who have read the book of Revelation, chapter 6 through 19, we know that about 3/4 of the world's population is going to be eliminated. Will it be by what man does to other men, or will it be directed judgments of God? I would say from listening to the World Health Organization that it's probably going to be a combination of both, all evil, and it is here. They're talking about it even as we speak. These are huge issues with powerful and evil people yet completely ignored by the mainstream media. When anyone brings up their documented plans, we are called conspiracy theorists. Keep your suspect eyes on the UN, the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization and their demonic cohorts. They are laying out Satan's global government as I speak. Number three, watch the money. Watch the money become digital money. Listen and watch for central bank digital currency. You're going to hear CBDC. It's coming. Central bank digital currency to start squeezing out cash. You won't be able to slip that $5 to your grandkids to go get an ice cream cone because you will be under surveillance. And if you are not cutting the line, you're not holding the line, I should say, of their agenda, they'll know it and they'll shut you down. Biden launched the initiative in December 2023 with no mainstream media attention whatsoever. Once fully in place, the government will have complete surveillance of all money and able to shut down anyone who is non-compliant to the mandates on anything. Just like Trudeau shut down the truckers in Canada, and in the Netherlands, the farmers were shut down from their money availability for non-compliance, for fighting for the rights to plant the crops, and fighting to be able to secure fertilizer. I mean, it's moving in that direction. It's moving fast. Number four, AI, artificial intelligence. 20 years ago, almost no one hearing the letters AI would even have a clue what that might mean. Not so today. Prophet Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 said, in the time of the end, knowledge will increase. AI is on the edge of omniscience. Elon Musk was a huge proponent of AI, but the past year has backed off and sounded the warning that AI is extremely dangerous to humanity. Keep our eye on it. It will be a tool of Satan, in my view. When we read Revelation 13, that false prophet had power to make the image of the beast a statue to speak. That, my friends, is a 2,000-year-old prophecy of technology to come in the end. Today, it's called AI. We speak to computers, and they speak to us every day. Siri and Alexa are not evil, but those who created them surely will be evil in the time of the Antichrist. Watch AI. Take more and more. Watch AI take more and more precedence in the global development. Number five, I see the lid coming off the COVID vaccine tragedy. Censorship was all over everything COVID. The simple and cheap cures for COVID that work well, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, remember? They were shut down. They were censored. They were made illegal. All energy went towards vaccination for the protection of the society. And I would remind you, it was a untested vaccine, which was forced on many who did not want it. I know a lot more about this than the average Joe because I lived in New York that whole time. Those who rejected the vaccines were vilified. In New York City, there was the Excelsior pass. I probably said that wrong, but a vax pass in New York City to go into restaurants to carry on life. Fear was driven into an innocent and often, unfortunately, ignorant populace. I have many friends in New York who lost their jobs for refusing the vax. The Nuremberg Code was tossed out. The Hippocratic Oath gone. Non-COVID deaths in hospitals were labeled COVID. Hospitals made millions of dollars as they lied to get that extra money and to propagate more fear. Whistleblowers were fired. They were brought to court. They suffered for telling the truth. Medicine, as we had known it for the 250 years of American history, all radically changed forever. Now, 3 years down the road, we know, number one, the vaccines did not work. Number two, they did not stop the transmission of COVID. Number three, natural immunity, like I have, worked. Millions like me, COVID had COVID once and never again. Whereas the more vaccinated, the more they got COVID over and over and over again. I have nurses that are just getting it twice a year. And they were obedient and they complied and now they continue to suffer. Long COVID became a new term, but only for those who had been vaccinated. Number four, the horrific side effects of the vaccines were mostly hidden from the populace. Number five, the cure was far worse than the virus. And when I say the cure, their cure, the vax, has caused more problems than the virus itself. And in the end, we look back, the death rate was only 1 in 1,000, which is less lethal than most historic flu viruses, which seems like nature takes out the weak. And that's historically what has happened with the flu. That's what happened with COVID. I believe the whole COVID unfold was the greatest crime against humanity of all time. 2024 will unfold a whole lot more on this evil tragedy. Number six. Smoke screens will be everywhere. The globalist cabal will use smoke screens to divert public attention away from the huge evils they are doing backstage. I believe now, as I speak, the Epstein issue, release of all the names, though real, though sinister, will be used to capture attention and fuel emotion, but I see no heads rolling. Hope I'm wrong. While we hate everything Epstein, focus there, Sam Bankman-Fried was found innocent and is a free man. You gotta wonder if the $70 million he gave to the Democratic Party had anything to do with that liberal court decision. All happening, of course, backstage with all attention on other events. Number seven, the censorship war will intensify. We know Satan is the father of all lies, and we know also he is the father of all censorship, as he inspired Cain to censor, to kill his brother Abel. All dictatorships and all communist regimes rely on censorship. That's why our forefathers wrote the First Amendment today. Freedom of speech and responsibility of speech goes hand in hand with that common sense. All social media is censored now, with except a former Twitter, now X, fighting hard to reinstate free speech. I guess Trump is allowed back on. I don't know if he's gone on. Alex Jones has been reinstated, the most censored man in the history of the world. All the while, the FBI, DOJ, and CIA are up to their neck in censorship, crime, and corruption. Number eight, the fallout of the southern border treason. We don't even know who is in our country. Terror cells can be anywhere now. While the FBI is focused on white supremacists and parents who speak out at school boards to stop the insane demonic indoctrination of our kids, meanwhile, MS-13 have been coming into the country. BLM, Antifa, Islamic terrorists, who knows what evil may be lurking. I don't like this. I'm not having any fun. But this is the reality that is before us. Number nine, America is the last bastion of global freedom, and we are teetering. The globalists own the Democratic Party, and they own a big part of the Republican Party. The Dems are terrified of an upcoming clean election, a fair election. They, at this time, can't do the write-in ballots. They can't do the mail-in ballots as they did last time. And they have no candidate, as it were. Time is running out. What might they do to stop the election from even happening. This is the chatter. Martial law can come from many different reasons. Could a new pandemic be released and push mail-in ballots again? Lots of big things could be unfolding in 2024. I promise you, it will not be business as usual. Now, I'm not fearful, but I am extremely watchful. I personally feel the child trafficking pedo cover-up that is our government today, the LGBTQ controlling our public school agenda, and the continued abortion program sanctioned by so many of our states has crossed the line. At the time of Noah, the world was filled with violence, genetic stuff was going on, the sons of God cohabiting with the daughters of men, men of renown, giants in the land. They crossed the line. At the time of Babylon, everybody doing that right in their own mind, they're defying God, they crossed the line. I believe this world has crossed God's line. I believe the fix will not be a political fix, but it'll be an Advent fix. Jesus will come back. I don't see our nation being blessed with the filth that runs our nation, the cover-ups, and praise God, there's a lot of good people, a lot of whistleblowers, people paying the price, standing up, doing the right thing. And maybe that's enough. God said he'd spare Sodom if they could find 10 righteous men. They couldn't. And so maybe God will turn it around. I don't know. He is on the throne. I know that he's got it in his hand. Well, he'll just let it run its course and take us out of here by the rapture of the church. That's what I would choose. But he is sovereign, and what he does will be perfect, and the timing will be perfect. I know from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, that the Antichrist can't come until we go. And that comforts me a lot. Something huge will hit in 2024, I believe. And I'm glad if I'm wrong. We don't know what or when or how. I say it will be before November because the election is part of the world. It's like the chessboard of what goes on in the world, having Satan wanting to get his people in the right place and God controlling and not allowing Satan to do everything he wants to do. Well, I'm hoping for, I'm ready for the rapture of the church. I want to see justice served. I want to see the evil heads roll. I want to see children to be safe, the evil ones to be exposed and completely stopped. I'm not seeing a political fix for this mess. I'm seeing Jesus coming back, taking us home, taking us to the Father's house, and that's pretty cool indeed. The conditions are set for his second advent. As the days of Noah, genetic apocalypse, violence, it's here. As the days of Sodom, a homosexual revolution, LGBT thing running down the throats of our kids at school, it's here. The nations are aligned. Technology is in place. Are you ready? Have you repented? Have you turned to Jesus? Have you called on that name above all names, Lord Jesus? I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Save me. Help me to live for you. Turn from my sin. I want to be ready for the rapture. And I would cry out in the end of this podcast what I just read yesterday as I read the book of Revelation for the 179th time. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Happy ending for Jesus people, but horrors await for those who reject him. I would tell you to read up, study up, and pray up. One closing thought, 1 Corinthians 2:9. I would remind you, eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, neither hath it entered into the heart the wonderful things God has prepared for them that love him. Isn't it great to be on the winning team? So let's share our faith with others. Let's be close to the Lord. Let's plug into our churches deeply, love one another fervently, show the world that we really are his disciples because we love one another. I'd ask you, if this has been a blessing to you, to share it with your friends, to subscribe, helps me a lot, to like, help me get these numbers up. I have 11,000 a week now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I want to be a blessing. So bye-bye for now. See you next time.